Hi, we're talking with Starhawk. Hi, could you do a quick introduction of yourself, please?
Hi, I'm an activist and author, and I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area, and I'm here in Calgary supporting the march and the actions against the G8.
Can you give us an estimate, Starhawk, how many people are there in Calgary today?
Well, it's hard to say, but I'd say there's probably a couple thousand on the Snake March. The Snake March, originally, people were afraid it was going to be very small, but the unions came out and decided to support it, so we've got some great labor contingents, and, you know, it's just a great mix of people here, and I think what people in Santa Cruz might not quite understand is for Calgary, this is amazing, because Calgary is like the Texas of the North. Like, people don't protest here and don't march here, and the streets are full of people. We've taken the streets without permits. We've resisted the fear-mongering of the mayor and the police before this action, and who were claiming they were going to arrest anybody who was out on the street illegally, and just took the space, and we've got it, and we're marching, and it's beautiful.
What is your message today, Starhawk, to the G8?
Our message to the G8 is that we want a different world than they are trying to give us. We want a world that actually involves true democracy, people actually have a voice in the decisions that affect them. We want a world in which businesses, however they're organized, have to be actually responsible to real communities, and where we understand that the purpose of an economy is to actually provide for people's needs and provide lives of dignity for everybody, for the workers, not just to provide profits for corporations. And we want an economy, and we want a world program that actually respects the earth and respect the life support systems of the planet.
I often read in the mainstream press that demonstrators and protesters and activists often just offer up complaints, and it sounds to me like you're offering solutions today. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I think we actually have a very clear vision of the kind of world that we want, and we try to put it into practice in the way that we organize. We've organized this action with direct democracy, with folks councils, with people having a voice in what it looks like, with concerns being raised and concerns being addressed. And I think that is the kind of world that we want to see on every level.
You, Starhawk, were in Genoa last year for the G8 protests. How are these demonstrations different? As you mentioned earlier, that you're in Calgary and it's like the Texas of the North, but
yeah.
Obviously this is a smaller demonstration than Genoa, but what are your thoughts on the differences that you're experiencing?
Well, the people here are again, very creative, and the atmosphere is very festive. The police at this point at least have been very low-key, just kind of standing back and watching and not interfering, and it's actually kind of functioning like a demonstration. Being in Genoa was like being in the middle of a war. The whole town was shut down for a week beforehand. There was a huge, massive police presence that was very militarized or paramilitarized. There was a lot more out-and-out conflict going on, and there was a level of police violence that was just horrific.
Just one final thought. There in Canada, as you mentioned, you were just talking a bit about Genoa, there's a big police presence as well. There's over 5,000 RCMP mounted police. I understand that they have rocket launchers on hand if they need be. All this is in conjunction with part of the G8's three-pronged approach that they're discussing this week. Is one of their main focuses is terrorism. How do you feel... we're living now almost a year since 9/11. How have those events changed the movement, the protest movement, from your perspective?
You know, I think that at least here in North America, there's been since September 11th of you know, there was a sense for a while of kind of needing to pull back a little bit. But now I feel like the energy is building again and the momentum is building again, and people are not going to be, like, terrorized ourselves by the threat of being branded as terrorists. Clearly what's going on here on the streets today is not about terrorism. It's about democracy and about free speech. I also have to say that I was in Palestine just a couple of weeks ago with the International Solidarity Movement, trying to do nonviolent intervention in some of the occupied territories there. We were in Balata refugee camp, which had been was under siege by the Israeli military. And I have to say, I experienced terror from a whole different perspective. Sitting with people in that refugee camp, sitting with women and children, listening to the sound of soldiers breaking through the walls of people's houses in order to search them. Lying there at night, I stayed with a family, and the little boy was sleeping in bed with me. He's 4 years old, like feeling him just jerk awake every time we heard an explosion and knowing people's homes were being blown up. Have to understand that the so-called war on terrorism, what it turns into is an institutionalized terrorism against huge communities and huge populations around the world. And that in fact, is what breeds that level of despair and hopelessness and rage and frustration that leads to acts of terrorism. So if we really want to solve that problem, it's not a matter of imposing more and more military on the entire world. It's a matter of really changing the conditions that breed poverty and breed hopelessness and breed despair, and giving people actual real ways to have a voice in shaping their destiny and shaping their lives.
All right, we've been talking with activist and author Starhawk. Do you have any final thoughts for our listeners here on Free Radio Santa Cruz today?
I just want to say that, you know, these issues of globalization are everywhere, and in some ways the front lines of the struggle are everywhere. And I know in Santa Cruz and in the Bay Area and California, you know, there's a million community struggles that we're involved in, trying to assert our right as communities to control our destinies and our resources. We're on the front lines everywhere around the issue of preserving what's left of our forests, what's left of our environment. We're on the front lines there locally on issues of poverty and cost of living and trying to make a decent world for the people who actually do the work and create the wealth that everybody depends on. And to say that what solidarity really means is recognizing that it is the same struggle. And we're all in it together, and we can be stronger and stronger.
All right, Starhawk, I really appreciate you taking time out today from the march to speak with us.
Great, thanks. Thank hi to everyone in Santa Cruz.
I will.
Hope you're having a nice day on the beach.
Oh, no, I'm going to be here all day doing the reporting for the radio, but thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.